It's Thursday, the 20th day of January, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
I keep sending you. Eagle Watch Tour, 3 o'clock, Rocky Branch Marina, $10.
How many more opportunities do we have?
Clear through February.
Okay.
All and
right.
I'm going to keep this up because they were doing a count last week, and there were like 100 eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So if this excites you, be excited. We're going to do the coming tomorrow thing because tomorrow is as big as tonight, and we talked about tonight yesterday. Confused yet? Tomorrow night, Remember Me, Parsons Dance Company and East Village Opera Company.
Isn't this part of the 10 by 10 series?
It is, and it's a very interesting juxtaposition of two art forms because two of the East Village Opera Company performers are actually on stage with the dancers. Sounds fascinating, and it's a piece of dance and opera that has a storyline.
Right,
and you could follow it front to back. It is at 8 o'clock at Walton Art Center tomorrow night. Tickets start at $10 because of the 10 by 10, 443-5600. Saturday night, Randy Newman.
At Walton Art Center.
8 o'clock. Tickets start at $32. Got to talk to Randy Newman. It was fun. Only song I've ever had dedicated to me on the radio. Want to guess?
Shore People.
Oh, yeah.
Which is unfortunate that that's what some people know him for because he's such a witty and such a clever songwriter.
And, he says he writes in character.
That's what I talked to him. You know, he played at Eureka Springs Auditorium a couple years ago, and I talked to him then, and that's what he told me.
I think that's a very interesting thing. He says, if screenwriters can do it and short story writers can do it, why can't musicians? Mm-hmm. So, and on Sunday at the Walton Art Center, Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Also part of the $10 ticket special. Call 443-5600 and check out What's Up tomorrow.
Busy weekend. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.